Good afternoon and welcome to Hourly News at Naka Online Radio with Musibudi Tsetsewa, aka Lady A. Today's headlines are: Limpopo Health MEC must provide detailed plans to contain COVID-19. Police arrest one of their own after video shows officer transporting alcohol. A teacher who was part of the team of exam script markers died due to COVID-19 related complication. A teacher who was part of the team of exam script markers at Northern Academy High School in Polokwane in Limpopo has died due to COVID-19 related complications. The DA has written to Limpopo Health MEC Phophi Ramathuba to request a detailed plan of the province plan to contain COVID-19 as cases continue to rise. The large increases of COVID-19 cases has left many concerns about the province capacity and readiness to contain the surge in cases. Limpopo currently has 10,137 active cases and 702 deaths. Almost half of the new tests conducted, 49.3%, were positive, and province as a whole has a cumulative positivity rate of 23.3%. Limpopo Transport and Community Safety MEC Mavungalerule Ramakhanya has condemned the eruption of violence that led to injuries and malicious damage to property. The violence erupted yesterday in Polokwane, just outside Mall of the North, where members of a taxi association blocked the road and obstructed traffic with intentions to stop a rivalry association from operating. A sedan was torched during the commotion last night. This morning, two shootings incidents were reported on the Dendron and Percy Fife roads. A person was seriously injured from the Percy Fife road shooting incident while a taxi was torched on the Dendron road. MEC Lerule Ramakhanya says taxi operators are not above the law, and those responsible for the shooting will face the might of the law, and she tells us more.
On behalf of the Department of Transport and Community Safety, I want to take this opportunity and condemn the taxi violence that we have seen starting to erupt around in our province. You will remember that if the business people start to do such violence, it's actually not respectful to the commuters and the public that they are serving. So I'm calling upon all taxi industry members, associations to say, we have invited you to come to the drawing board and sit with us. Please respect each individual and each human right so that then we can be able to find amicable solution towards the problems that you may say you have. And we continue to condemn the burning of any property. We continue to condemn the hating of any individual, and we are expecting the police to act upon those that are against the law.
Police arrest one of their own after video shows officer transporting alcohol. Police identified that the incident occurred in Centurion, Tshwane. The South African Police Service in Mahulering outside Mokopane have launched a massive manhunt of a suspect who is allegedly involved on two counts of murder, following the gruesome discovery of a woman and a two-year-old child who were found murdered on Thursday, 14th January 2021. At a lodge along the R518 road between Mokopane and Marken Road near Masodi village. It is alleged that on Tuesday, 12 January 2021, at about 7 o'clock p.m., a man and a woman with a two-year-old child were dropped off at the gate of the lodge by a grey unknown car. Colonel Mwazi Mwepe tells us more.
The police in Mahulering have launched a massive manhunt for a suspect who is allegedly involved in the killing of a woman and a two-year-old child during an incident that occurred at a lodge along the R518 between Mokopan and Marking near Masodi village. The motive behind this incident is not clear at this stage, but domestic violence may not be ruled out. Anyone with information may contact Lieutenant Colonel Richard Koshoman at 0798945501.
Recap of the news. Limpopo Health MEC must provide detailed plans to contain COVID-19. Police arrest one of their own after video shows officer transporting alcohol. A teacher who was part of the team of exam script markers died due to COVID-19 related complications. Thank you.
Essentials is a high-quality service provider of detergents and beauty products. They have products such as floor polish, pine gel, finisher polish, air freshener, foam bath, carpet cleaner, tile cleaner, and of course, even the engine cleaner as well, car wash and wax, sanitizer, and many more. They are also supplying products like cosmetics for hair, hairpiece, face masks, and many more. Prepaid services also available. Airtime, data, electricity, DSTV payments, traffic fines, and many more. They are located at Moletani Disco along R519 opposite Matlatle offices in Zebediela. They deliver all around Zebediela. If you spend 100 rand upwards, contact Matlatle on 082-616-0166 or Dimpel on 082-352-4772. Email orders at gmessentials.co.za. On Facebook is GM Essentials. They are the best.
Good afternoon and welcome to Hourly News at Naka Online Radio with Musibudi Tsetsewa, aka Lady A. Headlines of today are: Airlines cool South Africa routes as virus flares. Limpopo Health Department confident of COVID-19 strategy despite strained resources. DJ Fresh accused of raping. Several international airlines have streamlined flights to South Africa following travel restriction meant to limit the spread of a new COVID-19 virus flowing an infection research. The Limpopo Health Department said while it is concerned about rising COVID-19 cases in the province, it has not reached a crisis point, especially at its health facilities. More than 300,000 assistants were recruited nationally to start work from December to March this year as part of government's 7 billion project. KwaZulu-Natal Premier Zinhle Zikelela has emphasized the importance of educating the community of the benefits of installation of 5G towers and that these towers are not responsible for spreading COVID-19. A sedan reportedly used by the Moleji Taxi Association to patrol the taxi to the taxi rank has been set alight in a taxi violence incident. Police are currently on the scene on the corner of the Divet Monique Avenue, and motorists are advised to use alternative routes in the meantime. Other sources report that taxi drivers chased a man opposite the Mall of the North and knifed the unknown victim. The victim was picked up by unknown sedan. The taxis then went to Monique and Divet. Gauteng police have confirmed that a formal case of rape has been opened against DJ Fresh, real name Thato Sekwane, and Ifonic, real name Themba Nkosi. This comes after a mystery woman who goes by name of Nampiri publicly accused the two radio personalities of allegedly dragging and raping her and three other women in 2011. The woman who levied allegations of rape against the two men opened a case of rape at Sunside Police Station on January 13, 2021. Recap of the news. Airline calls South Africa routes of viruses flares. Limpopo Health Department confident of COVID-19 strategy despite strained resources. DJ Fresh accused of raping. Thank you very much.
GM Essentials is a high-quality service provider of detergents and beauty products. They have products such as floor polish, pine gel, finisher polish, air freshener, foam bath, carpet cleaner, tile cleaner, and of course, even the engine cleaner as well, car wash and wax, sanitizer, and many more. They are also supplying products like cosmetics for hair, hairpiece, face masks, and many more. Prepaid services also available. Airtime, data, electricity, DSTV payments, traffic fines, and many more. They are located at Moletani Disco along R519 opposite Matlatle offices in Zebediela. They deliver all around Zebediela. If you spend 100 rand upwards, contact Mashabo on 082-616-0166 or Dimpel on 082-352-4772. email orders at gmessentials.co.za. On Facebook is GM Essentials. They are the best.